scripture reading today comes from Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of God.
So as we approach Thanksgiving coming up on this Thursday, I was thinking back to Thanksgiving's past, and I remembered back when I was 22 or so, I'd moved from California up to upstate New York to do theater in the Catskill Mountains. And once that summer was over, of course, like millions before me, I went down to Manhattan to claim my fortune, which I'm not sure what I did with that claim ticket. It must have gone through the wash or something, because I never exactly got around to claiming that. But I was there, and November came around, and I realized that my roommate was going to be out of town around Thanksgiving, and all the few people I knew in Manhattan would be gone, and I was going to be spending Thanksgiving all alone. So I decided, well, I just wouldn't have it. I mean, what's the point? I'm all alone. I just won't have Thanksgiving. I'll just have a normal, regular day. You know, I'll get up late, eat something, watch a little TV, maybe take a nap in the afternoon, just a normal day, which explains a little bit why my fortune wasn't coming in at that point, too. Now, anybody who's lived in New York, you know that oftentimes you can see across the alleyway, you can see into the apartments next door. You can see right into people's windows. So on this Thanksgiving day, I woke up and I was, you know, kind of just hanging around. But I started noticing across the way my neighbors getting ready for their Thanksgiving dinner. They'd brought this little table out into the living room, you know, and they put a white tablecloth on it and candles, and they were wiping the glasses and shining up the silver, you know, making it just really nice. And I could see part of their kitchen window, too, and they were bouncing back and forth between the living room and the kitchen, and, you know, there's steam rising in the kitchen, they're baking stuff, they're chopping, they're doing all this stuff to prepare this nice Thanksgiving dinner. Well, the more the hours went by, and I kind of watched them out of the corner of my eye, and especially as the afternoon wore on, and it got close to 2 o'clock, because 2 o'clock in my world, where I came from, that's when you had Thanksgiving dinner, at 2 o'clock. So the closer it got to 2 o'clock, and the more I saw their preparations, the more antsy I got about my decision not to have Thanksgiving. And I decided I just had to have it. I had to have Thanksgiving. So I ran into my kitchen, and I looked for anything I could find. I just scrounged up anything I could find to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And what I found was rice and chicken bouillon, which was good because I knew how to cook that. And I put that in a pot. I knew that I had a half a rotisserie chicken in the refrigerator that I'd bought at a sort of deli, you know, slash paycheck check cashing place. And I put that in the pot. And as they were finishing up their preparations across the way, I began mine. I brought a little table out, you know, and I had a little placemat that I had stuffed away somewhere. I put that there, brought out my glasses. I ended up putting on a nice shirt and a tie. And about 2 o'clock, I was able to bring out my Thanksgiving soup, put on a little classical music, you know. And I sat down. And like the people across the way and thousands of others at that moment, I'm sure, in the city, I had my little Thanksgiving. Now, my Thanksgiving dinner that day was truly scrounged up from whatever I had. And it really was about giving thanks for just that meager whatever it was, you know. But my Thanksgiving dinner, like the one across the way, and like the ones that we will probably put together this week, they were more about than just about what we have. They're about a vision and a kind of hope for the way things can be. Our Thanksgiving celebrations, they're more than just a morsel of what is. They're a taste of what we would like for our families, for our world. A vision where things are harmonious, where things are all abundance, where the people around us are beloved, where everything is just as beautiful as we can make it. I feel like in these moments, we really try to create as best we can just a little bit of heaven. Now, we're imperfect people. So no matter what our preparations are, no matter how well we prepare, no matter how well we execute our Thanksgiving celebrations, there's going to be imperfection. They're going to fall short. Something's going to happen. Like the time Nancy and I, we decided we were going to do our turkey in this old tabletop roaster that belonged to my grandmother. So we brought this thing out, you know, and we put the turkey in there. We turned up the heat to the right temperature. We put the lid on. We let it cook for hours. And then the big moment came. We gathered all the people around, you know, who were with us that day, and we pulled up the lid and unveiled the turkey, and this huge plume of steam came up. And when the steam cleared, we saw this turkey look like it had been in a sauna for a week. Now, I'm not going to say that it was liquefied, but here's the thing. You didn't have to carve it. If you just kind of picked it up by the spine, all the meat sort of just fell off. But here's the thing. In that moment, you know, caught up in the beauty of Thanksgiving and the giving thanks for what we had and seeing beyond the imperfections to the hope that we had. Everybody stood around this mass of gray meat and bones and they said, "Oh, it's beautiful." It's beautiful. Yeah. Well, you know, as Christians, we're called to live that way, giving thanks for what we have, but also calling forth a vision for what we hope. We're called to live that way every day, not just Thanksgiving. We're called to live in such a way that we try and reach for perfection, where we try and sort of create those little pockets of heaven wherever we go. And we know that we're imperfect, and we know that however hard we try, those imperfections are going to show through. But you know, we don't have to always see everything through the broken glass of our imperfections. That's a choice. That's a choice that we can make. I feel like that's what Paul is so excited about when he writes this letter to the Ephesians, to this new Ephesian church. And I feel like he could be writing that to us today. He says, "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." See, Paul, he lifts up this thanksgiving for the faith of these believers because he knows that their faith is going to add to this mass of faith that is building in his world, and that's building in our world. This mass of faith. And as people live their faith, grow deeper in their faith, why, it becomes a blessing to more and more people. As we reach for those moments of perfection, as we try and create those little pockets of heaven, it tells us that our faith doesn't belong just to us. Even though it comes to us in that personal and in that powerful connection to Jesus Christ that changes us as individuals, it doesn't stop there. The more that we get into our faith, the more that we live by our faith, the more that we live Jesus' way, the more that we care for our own lives but care for others as well, the more that we see the good in other people, the more we do all of those things, the bigger blessing we are to the world. As we reach for perfection, try to create these little pockets of heaven because they point towards God. With everything we do, pointing towards God, towards heaven. And it's beautiful. Beautiful. Now, again, we are imperfect people. And whatever we do, no matter how hard we try, those imperfections are going to come through. But we need not look at all of the efforts that we make to create those little pockets of heaven. We don't have to look at them only through the broken glass of our imperfection. Because listen, God doesn't. God doesn't see our efforts that way. God sees them differently. If you are a parent or you've ever been a parent, you probably experienced the morning when your children decide that they love you so much. They are so stoked about you. They are so in love with you that they have to make you breakfast. Yeah, they have to make you breakfast. And it's usually pancakes. And you know that as they put on that apron, you know, mom's apron, they get down those spoons that are as long as their arms, the measuring cups, they can hardly lift them. You know that this is going to be a mess that's going to fall to you to clean up. You know this is going to be a disaster, but you let them do it. Because their attempts, their efforts to give you this love gift, to see them do that is just to adore them. To see them try and give you this gift from their own hearts is to get a little window into who they are and thank God for that, but also into the people that they are becoming. So as they struggle to give you this gift, well, you kind of step back. And even though the milk gets all over the counters and the flowers every place and the eggs hit the floor and the pan is probably ruined and the pancakes come out black, you look at it and you say, it's beautiful. Beautiful. I believe that's the way God sees our efforts. As we reach for perfection, as we try to create as best we can those little pockets of heaven, he doesn't see those efforts through the broken glass of our imperfections. He sees them through the crystal clear glass of his love for us and our love for him through Jesus, which is the reason that we try. And he looks at our poor efforts and he says, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Now, our Thanksgiving celebrations, they're always about what is. But just as much, they're about our hopes for what can be. As we put out our nicest things, as we create a variety of foods and lots of it, as we try and gather around us people whom we love, we paint a little picture of a time where someday all will be harmonious, all will be abundance, all will be beloved, all will be beautiful like heaven. And I hope we can, with our Thanksgiving celebrations this week, whether we have lots, whether we have little, whether we are celebrating with many or few or none, I hope that we can just take that moment, reach for perfection, create as best we can just a little pocket of heaven. And when our imperfections pop through, which we know that they will, I hope we can remember that God sees our effort. Not through the broken glass of those imperfections, but in the crystal clear glass of our love for Jesus and his love for us. And that we can see each other that way too. And whatever we're able to create on that Thanksgiving day, I hope we can step back with God and say, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for your word, and we're grateful for the way that you lead us in our lives. Open our hearts, O God, that we may be led more fully, that we may be led more completely by your hand. For, O God, we trust in you and know that where you lead us, it is good. Bless us, O God, this coming week as we gather with friends and with family and with whomever and try and create just a little pocket of perfection that points towards you and our love for you. And let it be. In Jesus' name, amen.